Good evening, folks, and welcome to another edition of the Stone and Tile Show. I am your host, Fred Houston, and I know everybody. I've been getting a bunch of emails and telephone calls from fabricators, installers, restoration guys, and they're not happy. Things are starting to slow down. So what I'd like to do today, and I'm going to have Jason McDaniel here in a second, but what I'd like to do today is if anybody wants to call in and tell us what you plan to do during this slowdown. Are you going to use it to recoup? What are your plans? How are you going to handle it? So let me give out the number real quick, and then I'll get Jason in here. And that number is 323-870-3968. That's 323-870-3968. Call in. You'll be on hold until I can get to you, so just go ahead and wait. So let me see if I can get my buddy Jason in here. Are you there, Jason?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you real clear. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. I'm sorry if I'm out of breath. I've been running around here trying to get my cell service up, so hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, it sounds real good so far. So wherever you are, stay where you're at. Let me start out with the obvious question. Are you working? How's business?
Yeah, we're working. Things are good right
good.
Now.
Good. Good, great. I mean, are you seeing any sign of a slowdown? Are you getting calls? I mean, what's your forecast, in other words?
Yeah, my phone isn't ringing. And that's a little nerve-wracking, but been running. I had a big project, so we've just been staying real busy on that big project.
Great. I mean, what advice would you give other guys out there right now that are, because I'm sure you heard, I'm getting calls, I'm getting emails saying, hey, my phone stopped ringing, things are slowing down, I don't know what I'm going to do. What's your advice there? What would you give other people's, hope for, I guess you could say?
Yeah, you know, my advice, and like I tell my guys, is, man, if you hear of work and if you hear something out there, don't say no. Maybe do something that you're not used to doing, you know. We're contractors. We work with our hands. So, you know, if you don't do a lot of hardwood floor but you've done it before and you get a call about some hardwood flooring, take the job, you know. Maybe start offering some more handyman services instead of, you know, just being maybe if somebody has something they need fixed, you know, if they have some tile issues and it's not normally your thing to go in and be a handyman. But now in this day, with the way things are right now, I'm saying yes to everything that comes my way.
Yep. You know, it's funny you should say that. You reminded me of a story that I haven't told in a very long time, but I remember years ago when I first got into the business, I started a restoration company, and I was on this job, and we were basically polishing this lady's small marble floor, and she was an older lady, and she said, hey, you know, Fred, do you know anyone that can pressure wash my pool deck? And I said, well, hell, I can do that. And to make a long story short, we ended up pressure washing her pool deck, painting the outside of her house, fixing her screens on her pool. I mean, we did. I turned that small $500 job, I think, into about a $4,000 or $5,000 job. And what you just said reminded me of that. I mean, I haven't done that in ages, but it was like, you know, to start looking at things like that. I think that's great advice.
Yeah, I think that what you can do is you can find yourself in a situation where, you know, if you have one customer and you say, yeah, you know, I'll fix that. I'll fix that little tile issue that you have. And then if they say, hey, do you know anybody that can paint, touch up some paint? You can say, well, you know what? I do paint touch up. I can do that. The next thing you know, it ends up exactly like what you're talking about. You end up in a situation where, you know, you do that job. But then what happens inevitably is that the customer, you know, they have a friend that says, you know, do you know anybody? Because, you know, Fred, with the way things are right now, the customer also needs to know that they can trust you, that they can trust that when you're out and about, you're taking steps to wash your hands, make sure that you're not around a lot of people. So you end up being that trusted contractor that they can then, you know, refer to their friends. Next thing you know, in a time where there's not a lot of work to be had, you're the busiest guy on the block.
And that's so true. And I think a lot of guys out there that are doing, you know, stone and tile work need to take that advice. You know, I know there's some guys out there that are really worried. Hey, you know, no one's buying tile, no one's installing tile. But like, you know, like you said, you know, look for other things. And, you know, I also think, too, and I'd like your opinion on this, too. You know, everybody tends to do the wrong thing, at least in my opinion. They tend to do the wrong thing in slow times. Like when we had that recession many, many years ago, all of a sudden people were like, oh, I better start marketing. I better start doing that. And, you know, I was always under the impression, at least it worked for me, that the best time to market your business is when you're busy. So you're ready for when it doesn't get busy. So would you agree with that? Disagree with that?
No, you know, absolutely. I mean, I always try to load up, you know, and make sure that I'm like, you know, taking on the decks that I'm working on right now. That's not my normal thing. That's not something that I do every day. But I always say, look, I'm going to front load. My brother, actually, I get a lot of grief from my brother. He always says, Jason, you're taking on too much. We're too busy. What are you doing? We don't have time to do that. And I always say, Sean, I've been in a position where the money in my bank got a little low. And you know, that's a really scary place to be. So I think
Absolutely.
That I operate on fear, I think, every day, you know, where I'm
so
like,
do I.
I run scared. I'm like, I'm just, and I know that it causes problems for me and the crew at times where, you know, the guys are like, Jason, we have too much going on and you cannot fit that into the schedule. And in their defense, I think I run scared. I never want to be in a place where I'm running out of money and I don't have the money to pay the guys. And that's a reality, you know, and so I tell the guys all the time, you know, as long as your checks are clearing, you should smile and be happy. You know, don't worry about the schedule. I'll take care of that, you know.
Yeah, I can. That reminds me of days where my employees would get paid and I would go without getting paid. And I did that for years. And so I know exactly where you're coming from. I actually got an interesting comment from a fabricator friend of mine. I want to go ahead and read it and get your input on this, too. And I think it's rightly so. And you know, she's been doing really good. Let me just read what she said. She goes, I asked her, you know, same questions I'm asking you, you know, how's it going? What do you guys plan on doing? Are you busy? And she says, what is everyone else feeling? I'm looking at this as a positive. It's a way to clean house with employees. We have been so busy for so long and our unemployment rate has been around 1%. So we have put up with a lot with employees because we really haven't had any other option. So I'm looking at this at a time to pull in the reins and get things back under better control. And, you know, I thought that was one way to look at this as a positive, you know, a positive outlet. You know, maybe it's time to, and I don't mean just a clean house with employees. I mean, to do things that you normally wouldn't do because you are so busy. What would your opinion there be?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great point. I mean, I don't really, you know, I don't run a large crew, so I don't have to worry so much about weeding out, you know, employees that aren't, you know, making it work, you know, but I do agree with cleaning house a little bit, you know, taking a look at things that you do that maybe you could do a little bit better. You know, I look at one of my mentors, Dirk Sullivan with Hawthorne Tile. You know, he talks to me, we talk a lot about business and things that we could improve on. And I think a time like this is a perfect time for you to, as a business owner, and not just as a business owner, but I'll give a shout out to all the, not to just the employers, but the employees out there. Take a step back, you know, look within, look in the mirror. What's looking back at you, you know? And I talk a lot about this on Global Tile Posse. What's looking back at you? What are things that you can do as an employer and as an employee to put yourself in a better place, not just, you know, in what you do for a living, but in life in general? I mean, something like this, Fred, when something like this happens, I know for me, I step back and I reflect a little bit. What is it? What's my life look like right now? You know, am I going down the right path? Am I in a place, you know, am I being a good leader? Am I being a good employer? You know, those are things that doesn't matter. Like I said, employee or employer, you can always look at yourself and see what you can do better. So I can tell you, you know, this is a scary thing. I mean, just to kind of let you know what's going on out there on our end in Portland. I mean, you know, you're having to call ahead at Home Depot and put your orders in and then get in the line. I mean, I went to Best Buy today to get some earbuds, and I had to, you know, get online and buy my stuff ahead of time, and then pull in a line outside the Best Buy just to get some headphones. So I do think that it is really scary out there, and you know, there's a lot going on that none of us have seen in anybody's lifetime. So
definitely a time to
look within and see what things you can change and do better for sure.
Yeah, and what's interesting, I saw in the news this afternoon, and actually I saw one of the posts today from Sharon from Schluter that said that they were, I don't know whether the word is categorized or deemed or whatever the word is, as an essential business. And I thought that kind of surprising that you know, tile would be considered an essential business. But hey, I'm not complaining. I think that's a good thing. But I know here in Florida and a couple of other places like New York, they're shutting down a lot of businesses. So, you know, especially contracting companies, and that is kind of scary. I agree with you.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, Fred, and not to interrupt, but I think something really, talk about fear, you know, this weekend, we everybody was saying, okay, the governor's going to announce something on Monday. The governor's going to announce something on Monday. So here we are, all of us are sitting back thinking, do we have work Monday? Can we be in our car driving around on Monday? Is that okay? I had customers calling me saying, hey, you know, don't, and I'll tell you a really interesting story about a deposit check, which I think, you know, just to put this into perspective, you know, I've had customers say, don't put my check in the bank yet. Let's make sure that we can start. And I actually had one customer who wrote me a deposit invoice for some countertops, and it was on a Friday. And then on a Monday morning early, I got a phone call, and he said, hey, Jason, you know, I hate to say this to you, but is there any way that I can, you know, have you not deposit that check, or I can't move forward. I'm in the restaurant business, and this isn't a good time for me. And he was really apologetic. He said, I'm really sorry to do this to you. I hope this doesn't put you in a bad spot. I've already signed the contract. You know, is there anything I can do to get you to get me that money back? And of course, Brett, I said, brother, I will have a check for you today, and I'll give you your deposit back. I totally understand what's going on in your life. And it was really interesting, his response. I mean, he was overjoyed that I would do that. And he said, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that wouldn't do that. And I thought, man, I hope there isn't anybody out there that wouldn't do that. I mean, that guy has a family, you know, he's got mouths to feed. And I think if you're in a position as a contractor, if you haven't broke ground yet and you haven't started the project and you haven't brought tools to a job site and a customer calls you and asks, hey, can we put this off and can I get my money back? I really hope that most people say absolutely, because this is not a time to, there cannot be selfish in that way right now. We all need to band together as a nation and as a world and do what we can to help each other out.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I'm seeing that too, you know, just sitting here with, you know, basically nothing to do and watching the news. You're seeing a lot of that kindness out there. And I think that's, you know, even though this is really not, well, I don't know how to say this. It's not an economic type thing, but it is in a way, but it's not caused by the economy. It's caused by the health issues that we're having. And I think people are reacting differently to it. And, I'm really glad to see that. I'm glad to see the kindness part, not the health part, but, you know, really glad to see the kindness part going out there, because it's, you know, it's going to get tough. And, you know, I also want to give a shout out to you and the whole GTP clan out there, because everybody, you know, and I think you've said this many times, and some of the other people have said that many, many times, you know, this group is a family. So, you know, we're there to help any way we can, support you, give you ideas. That's one of the reasons I do this radio show, is to, you know, maybe inspire an idea out there that, hey, you know, I didn't think of that. And you've already given one. I know I love the idea of, I guess you would call it diversification. You know, if you see other opportunities, now may be the time. So absolutely.
Well, and I can also say, Fred, that there are people out there that are busy. I mean, I can tell you right now, I've got an installer coming up from Medford next week to help us on this this exterior deck project that we're working on. And he reached out and said, hey, I'd love to get my hands on some of those cool new products. You know, do you have space in the lineup for me to come up and work with you guys? And I can tell you right now, if you're a contractor out there and you need help, if you've got yourself in a big commercial project that the doors are still open and you can still work, I would advise everyone to get onto GTP or, you know, Tile Mafia, Tile Geeks, Tile Love, any of these groups and post, hey, listen, we need help. We've got work. We need help. And I would also say, you know, put the pride aside. I mean, I can tell you, if it gets to a point with me where I'm hungry and I don't, and you know, the funds are running low and somebody calls me and says, Jason, will you work for X? You know, you got to put the pride aside in a time like this, you know?
Yep.
And also think about the positive. Think about the positive. What it's going to do for the contractor that needs help. You've earned yourself a friend at that point. And what it's going to do for you. Because, Fred, sitting around and doing nothing is awful. I mean, that's where
yep.
you sit around and you fester, right? Your brain starts to go. I was talking to I'm working on a master bath project right now. My buddy Mark, and he's actually a very, very skilled contractor. And we talked about it. I mean, he said, man, I woke up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. My head was spinning. I didn't know what to do. I started freaking out. My wife woke up. She's freaking out. So I think it's really important right now to stay busy. Stay busy. Don't find yourself sitting there festering and thinking about doom and gloom and things like that. Post in one of the tile groups, get on GTP, get on Instagram, say, hey, listen, I'm a skilled tile setter. I'm skilled with my hands. Does anybody out there need help? And I'll bet that you'll find somebody that's looking for a skilled craftsman, and you could probably find yourself in a real good position, maybe not making the money that you would normally make. But right now, Fred, it's about making money.
Yep. It's about staying alive. I mean, you know, it's funny you should mention that story because that reminds me of something that I did years and years ago. And I had a big opportunity to take on this major historic project in the Midwest. And at the time, I think I had three guys working for me. And this was a project that, you know, had to be done under a certain amount of time. There was no way in hell I was going to be able to get that project done with the work crew that I had. Well, fortunately, you know, like you, is I had friends that were starting to slow down in similar businesses, but in different parts of the country, and we pulled all their workers. I mean, we ended up with a crew of like 50 people on this project. And so
right.
I was able to land that job, and I actually made decent money on it too, which was nice icing on the cake. But I kept their guys busy, which kept their companies going, which kept them happy. So definitely a point well taken, you know, get out there, you know, tell, you know, either you need people, go to GTP and those other sites you mentioned, or, you know, you need to work somewhere. I mean, you know, the nice thing about our industry, and I'm sure you'll agree, you might be in Oregon, but there's nothing to prevent you from getting on a plane. Well, maybe not getting on a plane nowadays, but get in your car and travel into Nevada or Florida or California and doing work. So, you know, definitely point worth, well worth taking.
Absolutely. And one other thing, Fred, just quickly, I think that's important, and it's something that I wanted to touch on for a minute, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely.
Making sure respect the people around you. I had said this in GTP early a couple weeks ago where, you know, somebody had made a comment about not wanting to work, not wanting to go to a job site because they were worried about, you know, coming back and exposing their friends and family to this thing. I think I've told my guys, we are limiting our exposure to anybody that isn't in our circle. And I think
right.
that's something, just, maybe it doesn't, you know, you might be somebody that this doesn't scare at all, right? Maybe you're not worried about it. That's great.
Right.
You're not worried about it. But that doesn't mean that the homeowner that you're working for isn't, they could be worried about it. So what I would say to everybody, please, and I'm trying to be more aware of this. Please respect the people around you. You know, remember that every move you make right now could have a huge effect on the people around you and your community. I mean, you do not want to be the one person who goes to, you know, Seattle, Washington on a Saturday, comes back to, you know, your small town in the middle of Oregon on a Monday. Next thing you know, you've just brought this thing from Seattle to this small town, and you were the cause of the spread in your area. So you definitely want to be very aware of the people around you, the space that you're in. I think that right now is a time for being very mindful of your surroundings, and I think it's really important for everybody to think about that daily.
And we're fortunate too in that, you know, especially on the installation side, that, you know, we're usually not exposed, at least on the job site, to a lot of people, you know, unless we're working in a big commercial job where we're, you know, running over carpenters and electricians and all that stuff. But, you know, with our work, we need those people out of the room anyway. So, you know, keep that in mind too, as well, you know, but just
absolutely,
like you said, you know, maintain those good practices, you know, the hand washing. I know, I'm sure you saw the joke I posted on GTP the other day. I said, can I use my grout sponges in place of toilet paper? I got a ton of responses on that, but
I love it.
You know, you gotta, you know, and that brings up, you know, even though it was a joke, I did it for a purpose, and I did it to kind of,
right,
you know, add a little humor to it, you know, lighten it up a little bit, you know, and, you know, it got a lot of responses, and I'm sure people were, you know, it made people laugh, and that's important. So that, you know, we can still have a good time while we're going through this issue, and hopefully soon it'll be over.
Yeah. Yeah. One other thing too, that I think is important to note, that I know, like for me, I went to 7-Eleven recently, and when I was in 7-Eleven, they happened to have 9 rolls of toilet paper. So I've heard a couple really good little bits of advice from people around me. Something you can do if you're running low on something, if you're running low on toilet paper, or food, or hand sanitizer, or wipes, or whatever it is that you want, you can call places. Like, you could call Target and say, hey, when is your delivery days and what time? And they will tell you. I think Target's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock in the morning or something, or whatever
right.
it is. And if you find out information like that, post it. Go on Instagram, go on GTP,
yep.
go on one of these forums. Let us all, let everybody know, you know, if you have a cool in on how to get these supplies, we all want to know that information. And we are family out here. You know, we are Tile. We are family. I think it's important to let everybody know that little bit of information. So if you're looking for something, you can call these places, find out what the delivery times are. You can go there a little early. Be there when the truck's being emptied, be first in line, and you might be able to get your hands on toilet paper, you know,
yep.
instead of using a sponge, you know, nobody wants
exactly.
to do that, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, it's funny, you know, I'll add to that in that, you know, in addition to all the stone and tile forums that we have on Facebook and other places, you also have local forums. I know the town that I'm from here
right.
in Florida has a little local forum, and then there's apps like, I think the one I'm on is called Nextdoor app, which is a community app, and people will post on there, hey, Target's got toilet paper this morning, or, you know, Walmart's got hand sanitizer. And what I found, just, and I know we're getting off the subject, but I think this is important stuff. But yeah. What I found the other day is that some of the smaller stores, not the big chains, not the Walmarts, you know, the major grocery stores, some of the smaller stores also have seem to have a good inventory. We were in one here just yesterday. I had to run out to pick up some supplies, and I was shocked. They had everything but toilet paper, but they had everything. I mean, they had meats, they had canned goods, or, you know, where our big grocery stores here have none of that. So you might want to check that out as well. So good point.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important that, you know, anything like that is, you know, just because this is a Tile show, that doesn't mean that we can't get off course a little bit. I mean, right now,
exactly.
I mean, man, I tell you what, this is all uncharted territories for everybody. So,
oh yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, I think it's really super important that we all band together, do what we can to help each other out. You know, if you have information, if you're stressed, if you just need to get something off your chest, I mean, you could call me. Anybody can call me any day of the week. And I'll be here. Sometimes, just having a conversation with somebody can lighten that load that you're feeling on your shoulders. You know, if you got something on your mind and you just want to kind of purge it a little bit, you know, there are a lot of people out there, myself included, that I will have a conversation with anybody any day of the week and just talk through some of your concerns, some of your worries. I think that's really important to, like I've said multiple times on this call, we need to band together. You know, this is a time to come together as a family, work together, get through this, come out on the other side. And, you know, we will come out on the other side of this. And I believe, you know, as a nation and as a Tile Forum, we'll be stronger than ever for sure.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking too, you know, the news has been saying, you know, I know some states have now put in, you know, orders or they're not laws per se, but, you know, saying that you can't foreclose on houses now if you don't pay your mortgage. They can't kick you out if you're not paying your rent. And it got me thinking, and this is something I don't know, but it's something definitely you guys need to take into consideration. But some of your suppliers may be able to also work with you as well. You know, if you're on a 30-day pay or something like that, call them up and say, hey, you know, times are tough. I've got this job coming up and, you know, cash is a little low. Maybe, you know, you can extend me out or something like that. So that's something definitely. It doesn't hurt to ask, is what my dad used to say. You know, the worst that can happen is you'll get a no.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing, too, that's something to think about is that if you are running a little bit low on funds, I've said this a lot to people because my mentor, one of my mentors years ago told me that if you don't have the money to make full payments on things, send them $5 and a letter that says, listen, this is what I have right now. Times are tough. This is what I have. Because more often than not, these people, credit card companies, even these tile companies that, you know, these distributors, they just don't want to be ignored. And so that's something that's really important that as long as if it's crickets, they're going to send everybody after you, you know,
right.
If you actually,
right.
Like I said, send them $5 and a letter that says, listen, as you know, times are tough right now. This is what I have. I will send you more when I have it. Thanks for the understanding. Again, more often, I can't promise that'll work every time, but more often than not, especially a time like this, people are going to be understanding. The key to it is do not ignore them. If you ignore them, all it does is piss them off, and the next thing you know, they're going to send the dogs after you. So something that's really – I mean, Fred, you and I we've talked about a few things, and I know we've brought up taxes and things like that, things that nobody wants to talk about.
Exactly.
So this might be off topic a little bit, but I will say, again – send them $5, send them a letter, just don't ignore them.
Well, and I think that does one other thing too. It shows them that you're not ignoring them and that you're concerned about paying them rather than ignoring it. When you ignore somebody, it's like, I know over the years I've been in situations where I'm trying to collect money from somebody and I can't, they won't answer my phone calls. They won't, you know, you just can't get a hold of me. And what are you thinking? You think
right.
They're trying to ignore me. They don't want to pay. But if they were to say, hey, you know what? I know I owe you some money. I can't afford it right now, but here's what I can afford. That goes a long way. So I agree with you 100%. You know, one other thing I was going to mention too, and I'm sure guys out there may not know this, so I think it's worth mentioning, is that if you have payments on your truck, your van, whatever vehicle you have on there, a lot of the finance companies out there will defer that payment, but you have to call them in order to get that. You know, so
right.
they'll defer it a month, 2 months. I mean, they're going to tack it on the back of the loan, obviously. They're not giving you a freebie, but it can help delay that. And like I said, hopefully this thing will be over here in a short period of time and we'll be back on schedule. But that's something you guys also may want to take into consideration is you can do that with your mortgage. You can do that with your rent. You can do that with anything. You have payments on your credit cards. They will defer payments but you got to ask.
You got to ask. Yeah, Fred, look. The fact that we're having this conversation and talking about these things, I love it. I want to give some credit to you because, you know, I reached out to you, I think yesterday, and I said, hey, let's talk about this. I want to say to you that the service that you're providing right now with having this podcast and allowing the conversation to go to places like this is amazing. So credit to you, because I can tell you right now, these are the things that people are afraid to talk about, you know,
yep.
And the pride jumps in and I can tell you right now, I get nervous when I start talking about money and taxes and payroll and what am I going to do about that payment or this payment?
Yep.
So I want to give credit to you and thank you for, you know, for having this conversation, because I can guarantee you right now, this is the kind of stuff that we need to be talking about. I mean,
absolutely.
This will help people out. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm glad to do it. You know, I've said this many times. I don't make any money doing this show. It's purely out of my love for the industry. You know, I've been in this industry for a very, very long period of time, and I'm not getting any younger. Well, none of us are getting any younger for that matter. But, well, you know, hopefully share my experience and the experience of others along with it. But like you said in the beginning, you know, none of us have been there before. As a matter of fact, what's interesting is I'm sitting here on my computer yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I said, you know, how did people handle the Great Depression? You know, back in the 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
So I kind of looked it up, and I'm looking at some of the things that people had to do. And I'm like, well, hell, we're nowhere near. Even though things are slowing down, you know, I think we need to consider ourselves lucky. And don't be afraid to talk. You know, don't be afraid to call somebody. And because a lot of times that will lift you up. I mean, you know, quite honestly, my business is dead. I mean, my main business is inspections right now. And I did get lucky enough to do an inspection in Texas last week, but I did it with virtual inspections.
Oh,
actually had the guy take his iPhone out, walk through the project, tap on tile, tore a tile up, all while he's got his iPhone there and videotaping, or not videotaping, but you know, I'm there, but I'm not there. And I said, man, that's a great idea. So the lesson there is, you know, I know we can't install tile virtually, but you might be able to do an estimate virtually. You know, you get a customer that calls up and they're afraid to have you come out to the house or whatever. Say, hey, you know, do you got Skype? Do you got an iPhone? Do you have FaceTime? You know, let's go ahead and, you know, show me what you have. You know, show me what that bathroom looks like. Show me what that living room looks like. Here, take a tape measure out and let's measure it. So there are ways.
Think that's really, there are ways in this day and age with, you know, with the, you know, the internet and our phones and social media and things like that. Definitely more ways to do things that you didn't know about. And like you said, you know, a couple times on this call, we're all going to come out. It's right now. It's looking pretty bleak. It's you know, it's not real great. But we will all come out of this better human beings, and we'll learn a lot about ourselves, about the people around us, you know, about what we do on a daily basis. So I think we have to do everything we can daily to find the positives, you know, do things like you said, you know, don't sit around doing nothing. Find something to do, pick up the phone, see if somebody needs help somewhere. And we can beat these topics up and keep repeating them, because this is what's important right now. Definitely get on to the forums, post. If you don't have anything going on and you need some work, guarantee you there's somebody out there that's got something going on, could use the help. So swallow that pride a little bit and, you know, get out there and see if you can't, you know, drum up some work for yourself. So I think that we'll all come out of this stronger for sure in the end.
Well, I'm sure we will. And, you know, I'll add to that and just basically say, don't be negative. You know, try to be as positive as you can. I know that's time. Oh, look, we got a caller coming in. Let me see who we have on the phone here, Jason. Hold on a second. Caller, are you there from the 407 area code?
Yes, I'm here, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing good. Who's this?
This is Alice with Surfaces.
Hey, Alice, how you doing? Good.
Great.
What?
I'm helping.
You have a
so
question? Yeah.
No, I had a suggestion. Because I do writing for services, and a lot of our partners, they want to have case studies on their site, but they're just busy out on the job, you know, and they just don't have time to go through their images and go through their information and, you know, get everything organized and ready for a case study. And I was just thinking, you know, with this downtime, maybe and you're talking about staying busy and doing things you normally wouldn't do because you don't have the time. This is like the perfect time to get everything in order for case studies for your website. So basically, like, you would need to get the images or video clips, if you have video clips, and the city or the market area where the job took place, and the basic information, what it was that you did, you know, hung, polished, steel. And if you have a link to the customer testimonial or review, ideally you're getting reviews for every single job that you do, you know, put that along with the pictures and all the information and just get it all ready to go. And, if you've got people on your team that know how to do it, you know, then the everything is ready to go for them. If you don't have somebody, you know, you would have to hire somebody to do it, but they're going to want everything in order and handed to them.
Right.
You know, and it's not going to do itself. And, you know, so you or your technicians, whoever it is that has the images.
And I think that's a point well taken, you know, take this downtime and, you know, do something you haven't been able to get to because you've been so busy. So, yes, great advice. And in today's day and age, you know, Jason and I were just talking about it, you know, this new technology. I mean, if you guys don't have a website out there, you need one. I mean, most of my work in the inspection industry is done via the web. And I don't know, Jason, do you get a lot of work from the web or is yours word of mouth? What do you have?
Yeah, you know, I don't get much from the web. I've landed some really amazing customers over the years, and I won't say his name, but one in particular that I'm thinking about. All of the really cool jobs I've had where I've had a chance to scribe and to template and do really cool things, most of them come from this one customer. He's just given me so many referrals, and of course, you know, it's a shout out to the Stoneman crew. I mean, if we weren't doing a good job on these projects, you know, a referral it's the best attaboy you can get. If you get a referral from somebody, you got to think about, you know, being in someone's house for, you know, for any length of time. You know, after a while, you get tired of each other. It's not just the customer getting tired of you. It's you getting tired of the customer. So getting a referral from somebody is huge. And I've been working on getting a website up, setsandtile.com. That's something that I've been working on, but not so much for getting work for me and the Stoneman crew. It's more about the industry. I want to have a place where people can put their pictures and they can send a customer to the site and the customer can look at their, you know, look at their images and stuff. But I do think that getting, you know, referrals from online, I don't really know how to do it, Fred. I mean, I see The Flash. I see Carl Leonard out there, you know, posting a lot. And he tells me that he gets a lot of work from Instagram, and he's really big on Instagram. So
right.
I'm pretty kind of lame when it comes to that world. People might think that because of GTP and my online presence that I have a handle on that type of deal. I don't. I know just enough to be dangerous.
Wait, could I chime in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Alice.
Well, it's sort of like when you go out to eat, you know, if you've never been to a restaurant before, a particular restaurant before, or maybe you have in mind something you'd like to eat, but you just have no idea where to go. So you're going to go online and you're going to do a search and you're going to see whoever, you know, pops up on page one. You're probably not going to go to page two. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to look at reviews and you're going to see what other people have said about this place. You might go to the website and see what they have on their menu, et cetera. So you do your homework and you can show up at this place or you could call this place. And they don't know how you found them. But a lot of legwork is being done online. So, like, basically, if you not just putting your pictures online, but telling the story of whatever job it is that you've done.
Yeah, good idea.
You're getting the point across to you're selling yourself above and beyond just, hey, we think that we're great. It's above and beyond that. It's like, hey, our customers think that we're great, and look at what we did. Look at what it looked like before, and look at what it looks like after, and talk about the processes and you know, each case study is an independent page, and it's indexed by search engine. It has its own metadata. The images are optimized. So you're going to give yourself a much better chance of showing up on page one with each, you know, additional case study that you add to your site. Mm-hmm. And now is just like the perfect time to be getting organized and getting all that stuff together.
Exactly.
I mean, regardless of who you're going, I'm not trying to sell like surfaces. I'm just saying anybody who's in the stone and tile industry, you're going to want to have case studies on your site.
Let me interrupt you here for a minute, guys. I've got two other callers online. I want to get them in here if we can. So just hold that thought for a second. Let's go ahead and take a caller from the 630 area code. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, it's Roger Kanarski.
Hey, Roger. How you doing, buddy?
Doing okay. Yourself?
Good, good, good. What's up? What do you have to say?
I'm one of your... Oh, nothing. I mean, whether it sounds like probably one of your... I get most of my leads off of my website. I get calls or emails almost daily. They dried up quite a bit the last week. It was a daily occurrence. I would get sent off my website. I always like when they ask me, they call me up, they go, "Do you still do stone restoration?" I go, "Well, I've been doing it for 20 years now." So most of my I took your class a long time ago. I remember that. In Orlando, I think it was Orlando. But that's mine come up. Basically, I mean, I've been doing it for a long time. It's interesting. I'm starting to get a lot of repeat business now for clients who serviced in the past, but mainly just off my website. That's where I get my leads from.
Wow, that's cool.
It's working quite well for me. So that's about it.
And I think, great, Roger. Appreciate it, and good talking to you again. All right, Let's take another caller from your neck of the woods. Jason, 503 area code. Let's get this other person in from 503. Welcome.
Hi, Fred. It's Pasha Pablo.
Hey, Pasha. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for such an interesting conversation. And thank you, Jason, for sharing all this information. You know, I was kind of thinking of not sharing what I want to share with you because I was tempted to stay selfish a little bit on this, but I don't want to be selfish. I want to share.
Good.
I want to share a very important thing that I believe it's not too late to do that. But to all of our listeners, I would highly recommend to use this time to learn more about tile and stone related professional services. I'm specifically talking about tile and stone inspection, troubleshooting, and failure analysis, the class.
Yes.
You, Fred,
right.
Offer,
yep.
And right now you're offering this at a very good, you know, discount, significant discount. Also,
yep.
There are other internet resources. For example, University of Ceramic Tile, I believe, they offer great classes, including a class that will teach you how to prepare specifications for architects and interior designers. Also, look up Easy Stone Care, Ted McFadden. They offer amazing online classes on stone restoration and, you know, like polishing, et cetera, et cetera. They're offering great online classes along with their certificate. And during this time, even if we have to drop our prices a little bit, if we have more tools, more knowledge to offer our clients, especially stone and tile, inspection. We have so many failures in Portland, Oregon, and at this point of time, there are not too many stone and tile inspectors who can provide professional inspection services in our area. Also, it's a great time to learn more about stone and tile deep cleaning and, you know, restoration, but also grout cleaning and restoration. There are many, tools and products that you could use to also offer that to your clients, because if we face a recession, you know, people will start thinking more about restoration, cleaning, than new installs. So I just wanted to share it with you, and it's not too late. It's very important, and just deepen your professional knowledge. Let's be better professionals.
I appreciate that, Pasha. And I know Jason and I were talking about that earlier about diversifying, and that's a perfect intro into what you guys can do out there if you want to diversify a little bit is You know, you already you already know tile. You already know stone. Why not diversify?
And
into
I want to show this.
Discipline.
I want to show this that a year ago when I attended your class, I paid you know that money full amount for your class, but I wasn't regretting it because I knew that we will face the recession sooner or later. And if I become a professional stone and tile inspector, you know, it will help my business in the future. And one year later, a year and a half, we are facing it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I think the NTCA University also online that you can
yes.
do.
Oh,
so
yeah,
so Pasha,
yes.
Pasha,
yes.
Pasha always brings the knowledge. I love that man. Definitely Pasha. I tell you what, I love talking and seeing Pasha's post because, well, I owe him a great deal right now. His referral has really helped me a lot. So that's it's an amazing thing to develop these relationships with people online and through the forums because knowing Pasha, getting to know Pasha, Freddie hooked me up with you, and so this world has really been pretty amazing. So Pasha, kudos to you for always bringing the knowledge. Love you, man.
Thank you.
While you're doing that, Jason, I want to give Pasha a shout out too for all the research he's done on the shower pans.
Yes.
You know, we've done a couple shows on that. So amen to you, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Good luck. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Pasha. Take care. Yeah. He's a great guy, but there's some great information you guys have given out. I mean, this is the type of stuff that I wish we could do at every show and what we try to do on every show. So you got any last minute advice there, Jason, before we wrap things up?
I think we've covered a lot. I think what's really important is to, keep the dialogue open. And again, you know, really get rid of some of that pride. Be willing to work for a little bit less. Be willing to do something you wouldn't normally do. I mean, I can tell you, I get calls sometimes for, hey, can you repair this tile or can you fix this grout? And my answer
right.
to that kind of stuff is always no. I have so much respect for people that go in and, you know, refinishers, people that go in and fix mistakes. And I think that's a very difficult thing to do. And I have a lot of love and respect for the people that do it. But I can tell you, if my phone rings today or tomorrow and somebody says, hey, can you fix this grout? Can you fix this broken tile? The answer is going to be yes. So my advice to everybody out there is, you know, be willing to step outside the box, step outside your comfort zone. If you need work, post in GTP, Tile Geeks, any of these Tile Mafia, Tile Love, any of these forums. And again, Fred, just real quick, I'm going to say this because it's important. My cell phone number is 503-201-8377. You can call me 24/7. If you're nervous, if you just want somebody to talk to, I'm here for that. I think it's important. Everybody needs to open up that dialogue and have conversations. If you're feeling nervous or something, please reach out anytime. And again, Fred, thank you for all the time that you've given this topic and me. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Jason. Be well out there. Wash your hands, and we'll talk to you later. Take care, buddy. All right, folks. That was a great show. I'm glad to see we got all those calls in there. Thank you, Pasha. Thank you, Alice. Thank you, Roger, and everybody else that has been listening. Before we wrap up, I do want to mention something that Pasha mentioned, and that is, I have a number of correspondence classes that I'm doing. They're basically, you know, self-guided PowerPoint presentations that have a voiceover. I've cut the prices in half. So I've posted those on my Facebook page. If you want to take a look at them, as Pasha said, now would be the time in your downtime to actually do a little bit of education, either whether it's with my courses or any of the other courses there. So I want to thank everybody for that. I'll be having a lot of great interviews coming up. I've got a lot of people who have called me. The show is becoming real popular. As of this morning, I have over 9,000 listeners, unique listeners to this show, not only live, but from the podcast as well. So keep listening. I'm going to do as best I can to keep everybody out there informed and educated. And as I said, everybody, you know, please be safe. So again, thanks for listening. And until next time, keep setting those tiles, polishing that stone, fabricating those tops, later, my friends.
Are you looking for quality greenstone working products? ESP sells many lines of fine quality, environmentally safe products. Stone Pro, MB Stone Care, Bondstone and Touchstone adhesives, more Stone Care products, Easy Care products, and Better Bio, which is over 80% bio-based and approved by the USDA. For more info, visit espsales.net. That's espsales.net. The Stone and Tile Show is proud to be sponsored by the National Tile Contractors Association. The NTCA is a leading trade association in the tile and stone industry dedicated to professional installation of ceramic tile and natural stone. With more than 1,500 members representing thousands of installers, NTCA works hard to be a strong voice for proper installation and qualified labor. The association invests in a professional staff to provide technical support and assistance and offers free educational seminars and regional training opportunities around the country. To learn more about what the NTCA can offer for you or your business, go to the website www.tile-assn.com. That's www.tile-assn.com. Thank you, Tough Skin, one of our gold sponsors. Marble etches and stains, Tough Skin guarantees it will not. Tough Skin provides a unique product and installation service anywhere in the USA with their proprietary stone laminate products. They protect marble countertops with an acid, oil, and waterproof guarantee. That's right, it's now possible to install marble, onyx, and travertine countertops without the worry of etching and staining from common household items like wine, lemon, coffee, or other acidic foods. People have been trying to figure this out for thousands of years, and Tough Skin Surface Protection has done it. Available in gloss and satin to match the countertop finish. Visit them online at toughskinprotection.com. That's TUFF skinprotection.com to learn more.